It's wrinkled sheets.
It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to wrinkled sheets.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, we're back.
Hey, we're here. Yeah. Steve and Janet, we're wrinkled sheets.
Oh, hope you've been watching the vlogs.
We have been working really hard on the vlogs.
Very much so. And the new one we did with the Lay's potato chip challenge.
Yes.
Taste challenge.
My ankle swelled up. 3 times the normal size after all that sodium.
So much sodium. But those are very good. Lay's has 4 new flavors.
That are all like travel outside of the U.S. centric.
Yeah, there's Brazil flavor. There's Chinese chicken, Szechuan chicken. There's Greek tzatziki. And what was the other one that I liked? Oh, tikka masala.
Yes, that was your Indian. That was one of your tops.
I liked that one a lot. So yeah. check out the vlog on YouTube.
YouTube. We're Wrinkled Sheets on YouTube. Yeah. We're easy to find.
But now we're back in the studio basement with the cats and the dogs. And
just one dog.
Dog. Yeah, one dog. Have we talked about that since?
Let's not.
No. Okay, we'll just say we lost one.
We
lost a dog. Since
all dogs go to heaven, according to Disney, right?
Right. And I don't remember if we talked about it last podcast.
We don't need to.
If we didn't. I'm just going to say we lost Moon Pie.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's all there is to it.
Yeah. You know, we had lunch today and the topic of the dog got brought up and I still got emotional and I was like, I just can't. Uh-huh. I can't. I don't think it's healthy to talk about because
nobody wants to.
I got misty.
You did.
I had to be like, watermelon, 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 watermelon.
Yeah, and then you even made the people we were with cry.
Well, she started talking about her dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how it died the night before she was supposed to put it to sleep.
Yeah, that was probably the best thing to happen to her.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what she said. She goes, we were going to had it all scheduled to go, and the night before.
Midnight. Out.
Died on its own. So that's good. I just think it's horrible when you have to make the call.
Yeah, yeah. That is a conscious decision to say goodbye to your pet. That's not letting God
do his thing.
It's shooting poison into an animal to stop their heart. Sorry, did I go too deep?
Wow, way to describe it.
What happens.
Oh man, I've just heard put it to sleep, not shoot poison into it.
But I had never gone through it. And so like to learn what it actually is, I was like,
two injections, isn't it? One
to numb and everything. Then, mm-hmm. And then number two
is a shot to the
heart.
Wow.
Bon Jovi
Bon Jovi kills your dogs, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. Bon Jovi is a dog killing song.
I should not be laughing.
Shot to the heart. And that's all there is to it. After that, you hear nothing.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. But what do we do today?
Boop, boop.
There was no heart monitor on a dog.
What did we do today? We actually, Janet got to go. Well, back up even a little bit further.
I had a birthday since our last podcast.
Yeah, you did. July 27th was your birthday.
Yeah.
You turned...
another year older.
Okay. And for her birthday, I got her a gun.
A 380 High Point.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between my 380 and your 380? Like, I tell everyone, Steve's 380 is smaller than mine.
It's just the design of the gun itself.
Okay. I like mine better.
Yeah, I knew you did. That's why. Even when you shot mine today, you shot it twice and went, ooh, here, I don't like yours.
I don't like it. It hurts.
And so you shot yours, and you actually were doing very well. You were hitting we were shooting cans and bottles.
We were out at a range in the mountains in Pine, Colorado. Actually, outside of Pine, Colorado. And it's like
it's a natural dugout.
Yeah.
It's in a national forest. That's why.
But it's an okay place where they have said, yes, you can go shoot as long as you clean up after yourself.
And you follow the rules of the range and all that kind of stuff.
Right. And so we didn't actually have like targets. But it was really nice. I got more comfortable with loading my gun.
Mm-hmm.
I got more comfortable with the safety situation. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of my goal today.
I thought it was funny that when we got there, we all had our, I've got a couple of my, actually I had 3 guns.
Yeah.
I have a,
you're a gunman.
I have the 380 that I carry because I have a concealed carry. And then I have a 40 caliber that we shoot. And then I have a black powder pistol that Janet got me for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all that. So I got mine. We're out with our friend
Chris.
And he's got his
and Alyssa.
And Melissa, and she's
Alyssa.
And he's got his guns laid out on the table, three or four different guns. And Janet is hanging back.
I was observing.
Not behind the car, but between cars, kind of.
Well, you were hanging back way far. We had our ear muffles on, whatever they're called. And there were people there with guns that were very loud.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to adjust to that noise so that there was no jumping. Because when you have a gun in your hand, you should not be jumping.
No.
I wanted to adjust because I didn't grow up with guns. This isn't something I'm comfortable with. But it's something I respect and that I want to become more comfortable with. So I was just observing. And that's how I am in situations where I'm not comfortable. Oh. You've seen me in crowd situations where I'm not comfortable. Uh-huh. I just sit back and observe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't tell them the color of your gun. I forgot.
Well, we'll get there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. There was some stuff to do. So when I felt more comfortable,
mm-hmm.
I walked up to you and I was like, okay, show me how to do this. Well, you weren't able to show me.
Well, I
learned something today about you. You do not have the knowledge of guns that I thought you did.
Oh.
You just said, Chris.
Well, I knew.
Chris can do it. Chris can help you. I can't.
Well, I could tell, by the way. It's like when you try to teach somebody to ski and they're a friend or whatever.
I'm your girlfriend.
I know.
Of 6 years.
I know. But
I beat out a lot of chicks.
I know. And usually that's like you don't really like, well, just show me.
No, I was an open slate.
I understand that. I'm saying that this is what people do a lot of times. That's why you turn it over to somebody else. It's like I've heard people say, never teach a daughter to drive or never teach a son to drive.
Because, that's a bad example.
Huh?
But
it's the same kind of thing.
I was asking you.
I know. And I was saying because I didn't want to get you frustrated with me because like,
I think that made me frustrated because it felt like this was an opportunity for us to bond a little bit, like you to teach me something that you know,
mm-hmm.
but instead you pawned it off to someone else. Here.
Oh. Well, if I did, then I apologize.
This is relationship stuff.
Okay, but that's so I apologize because I'm telling you why, because a lot of times I tried to teach an ex-wife to ski, which was mm-hmm. a disaster.
Right. And I don't like skiing, so we would never.
Right. So it's the same kind of thing in my head. Like, you're not really going to pay attention to what I'm trying to tell you. So I'd rather have, this is what I've been through. So I'm going through my head. Like, you know, it's easier to somebody to come over and just say, Chris, I know she respects your knowledge of guns here.
I respected your knowledge of guns
until today.
Because, like, today I haven't seen the, yeah. You stepped back and you were like, whatever. And then at Cabela's, you were like, I have no idea.
Well, Cabela's. Now, let's go there. Because we went to Cabela's to get...
he's not an idiot. He knows what he's doing. But
I'm overwhelmed. That's what it was.
There's a lot.
I've never seen that much stuff. When you're like, well, which one of these do we need to clean the gun? I've only ever used gun oil. And we're looking at just dry powder. And is it powder for black powder cleaning? Is it cleaning for like...
And all
crap,
of this is new to me.
And I'm like, I have no... She's like, I thought you knew this stuff. No, when I was a kid, we got a stick and a rag, and you did it down the barrel, uh-huh. make sure it was clean, and the oil. I mean, to me, there's so much more now than there ever was.
And I'm not trying to be negative toward you.
I know.
I walked in going, Steve's got me. Steve has got me. He's going to teach me how to operate this gun. He's going to teach me everything I need to know. And no.
Well, basically, I just wanted you to show. I wanted to show you. This is how you load it. This is the safety. This is now go. Just do it because that's the only way you're going to learn. Like learn your own sights.
But
I don't want to try
Chris
to show.
Chris taught
you.
Me how to hold it.
Well, I had already told you how to hold it. Keep your finger off the trigger.
Yeah. Okay. So that was like last time we went shooting, which was 2 years ago.
Oh. All right. I see where you're going.
So we went shooting today, and I got to shoot my awesome new gun, which I love, and it is pink.
Yes.
I know. I just wanted to throw that out there. And then another friend of ours asked us to go shooting tomorrow, and you're like, "Do you want to go 2 days in a row?" Yes. I want to do this as often as I can, because waiting 2 years like we did last time,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't retain. I have a lot of information thrown at me, and stuff like that doesn't retain. You have to do it over and over in my, the way I learn. I have to do it over and over and over before I get it down.
And what did you learn about ammo today?
That a 9mm is the wrong type of ammo for my gun.
Yes.
Steve got the wrong type of ammo for my gun, but it wasn't his fault.
It was not my fault. I went to the gun shop where I bought her gun, because they've got great deals on guns and ammo. And typically a box of 380 is like $11. So I went in and I said, I need four boxes of 380s and three boxes of 40, so we're going to go to the range. Okay, the guy just takes it, puts it in a bag, rings it up, and I just...
He did the math. 40 minus 380, or 400 minus 380 is 9, right?
Is that what it...
I don't know. I just totally...
Anyway, so that's what it was. We didn't look at it till we got there and went, oh, this isn't even the right stuff.
We didn't even get there.
No, we stopped halfway up to get gas.
For gas. 400 minus 380 is not 9.
That's... I was wondering what...
It's
you were,
20.
I was wondering what you were doing there, but... Anyway, that was your... And describe your shooting technique.
Okay, so I have noticed that, like, my first shot, I close my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Every single time, and I'm like, crap, why did I do that? You're not going to hit anything if you close your eyes.
And you really don't know what might walk in front of you if your eyes are closed.
Well, at a shooting range, there's a little bit,
That's
you know.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm not shooting outside of a range anytime soon. Like, safe environments are the best. I feel like I need to get at least, like, hours of shooting on a range before I could even think about thinking that is my piece of protection that I'm carrying.
So you would carry it out in public.
Yeah, not going to happen anytime soon. Yeah, and then, you know, I think I got comfortable with the gun. I don't think my aim is there because we were at a range that didn't have, like, targets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like the targets with lines and the
circles. So you see where you're hitting.
So you see.
But I like where we were today because when you hit a can or a bottle,
mm-hmm.
you know it. Mm-hmm. It jumps. It moves.
But I was very low in
you
all
were shooting,
of my shooting.
You were shooting in front of stuff. But so, you did hit it several times.
Yeah. But I think tomorrow going to an actual range with lines and circles
mm-hmm.
is going to
help you a lot.
Will be great. It'll show me how my sight is on my gun,
uh-huh.
and it'll help me adjust to it.
Now, how do you think your sight was when you were shooting? Do your dots all line up equal? Do you put your...
When I thought I lined my dots up equal,
mm-hmm.
it was low.
Okay. So that means you probably have to line it up equal, and the dot has to be on what you want to hit.
Not, yeah.
Because a lot of times you do it right below the line.
Right, and that's what I was doing today.
So, yeah.
And, yeah, so it was a lot of fun. The range that we went to is kind of a freestyle range. There's no one, like, regulating it. And we were running a little late this morning, so we didn't get there as early as we probably should have. And we left a little bit earlier than I think we all wanted to because some of the irresponsible yahoos were showing up.
Yeah, there were a couple people showed up, a few that don't follow actual range rules. Like, you have to call, you know, like, hot. If everybody ready, we go on hot.
That means you're going to start shooting.
Start shooting. Or they'll go, you know, hold on, send it. And then you send it down the line so mm-hmm. everybody stops so you can walk back out and do whatever you need to do. Maybe adjust your target or whatever.
Right.
The people right next to us pull up. We're all sitting there waiting a whole line, probably 10, 12
people. Like a car comes in, we all stop.
Yeah.
Let them pull in. Let them get their guns out. Let them set their targets up.
We're all standing there. And all of a sudden, the guy just starts shooting. And Chris goes, did you call hot?
Did you clear it?
Did you clear it? That's right. Did you clear it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you clear it? And the guy's like, what? What are you waiting on? We all went, you?
Boom. And then another car was coming, and another guy, when a car comes, you stop.
At the end of the line sells it. Yeah. Car.
Right. And you're supposed to stop, let the car park, and get out. Well, the guy at the end just didn't stop shooting.
He was still shooting.
At this point, I'm like, I don't feel safe. I want to go now.
Well, you know what kind of made me start to feel slightly unsafe? Is when Chris kind of snapped at the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, because we all have guns here.
We all have guns.
We don't know if you've cleared a background and if that gun is legally yours.
Yeah.
So,
and you don't know what kind of attitude the guy,
right.
if he's not already following the rules of the range.
He might not be following rules in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So to go, this guy over here is fucking up.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I think Chris has some anger issues. Yikes. Anyway, so that was a lot of fun. And tomorrow we get to do it again. We get to go eat fun food
and shoot.
See a friend and shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we bought some, we went to Cabela's. I bought a case for my gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I was excited. I'm going to spray paint it pink.
Are you really going to?
And glitter. Yes.
Are you?
Of course.
I guess you could. It wouldn't matter. Yeah. It's just a hard
and
case.
And you gave me a box to put my ammo in that also will be spray painted pink with glitter.
You're going to put
I'm gonna
a J
be Barbie.
On,
I'm going to be Barbie girl. Yeah. I walked into Cabela's. I was like, Steve, they don't have pink. The only thing they had was like this camo looking pink. And that's what my gun is. But I don't want my whole like shooting.
To go that way.
Yeah.
I think that design, because they called it Muddy Girl.
It's a brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because your gun is called Muddy Girl.
Yeah. Miranda Lambert should come out with her own line of guns.
The pink pistols?
Yes.
Speaking of Miranda, she cheated, didn't she?
I have no idea. We're never going to know for sure.
But let's discuss it, because you brought it up the other day, because you actually said to me, I'm afraid Miranda cheated.
And
why are you...
I don't know either of them. And I don't know for sure what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to the music, and that is their art that is that comes from real life experiences, Blake sounds like the sad one. Like she put the X in sex. That's in his new song. Like she put the, I don't know, it's very clever lyrics. And he talks about how he came back to The Voice after they had split up and he was really sad, and that's when Gwen and him connected, because he was talking about it, and Gwen was going through the same thing, but wasn't talking about it, and she was like, holy crap, you're going through the same thing I'm doing.
So they that's what they might have bonded on.
And then you listen to Miranda's new song, and she's all like talking about like the walk of shame, being the girl that, you know, she's doing the walk of shame, and she'll probably do it again, and she is coming out in interviews and saying she's been journaling and writing music based on her last couple years of life, and she has a story to tell, and yeah.
So you think she's leaning on telling the story that
I don't think she will directly.
No?
No, I don't think she will directly. You know...
Now, does this change your hatred of Blake?
Nope.
Why?
I don't... Okay, maybe I don't hate him.
Because you were like, I hate him. Turn that off. I hate him. Turn that off. I don't want to hear the Blake song. I don't want to...
I might need Carrie McLeod, my girlfriend from Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, and then we're also friends outside of that, but she has said I might need to see a counselor.
I'm thinking that too, because you developed this weird hatred over a relationship that's not even...
So what, you didn't know me when Miranda and Blake started dating, and I was very upset. I was like, she is way too pretty for him. He's got bug eyes. He is a has-been, because like Austin was like years old and he hadn't really had much success since then. He is riding her coattails.
And boy, were you wrong.
No. Okay. So I think she did help him like stay in the public eye.
I think the voice did that.
Long enough for him to create a presence on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Twitter is probably what got him into The Voice, because people were able to see his sense of humor.
I will agree with the Twitter thing, because
he's freaking hilarious.
He was hilarious on Twitter.
He's kind of backed off, because I think his people are like, stop getting drunk and tweet.
Well, that I do, because he was hysterical and he would attack, like his fight with PETA, you know, people, ethical treatment of animals.
I know what PETA is.
I know, but those who were listening might not. But their fight and their argument was great.
Mm-hmm.
And just him.
And I think The Voice has made it his own path now.
Yeah.
But
I wish he would tweet again the way that he used to.
I think he got in trouble. I think his people said, whoa. So I'll probably get back to liking. I started following Gwen on Snapchat. I feel like that's a step for me.
Oh, that's been us. Good.
Yeah. Again, you know, if anyone is listening, they probably think I'm a crazy ass lady.
If you could maybe suggest a therapist in the Denver area, comment down below.
They don't know us. We don't know them. I tend to cling on to people that I like musically, and I don't let go for a very long ever. Uh-huh. And Miranda just happened to be that one of those people.
Even after Blake's bachelor party.
I liked him then. He was very nice. He stopped and took a picture with me.
Yeah.
With me. And I was very happy. at Studio 54 in Las Vegas.
If we've never mentioned this before on here, I don't think we have. No. When I was a radio DJ, I had met Blake a couple of times because of just stuff, and got invited to his bachelor party.
Bachelor party, quote unquote. Quote it unquote. Was not
real. It was not the actual bachelor. It was just his bachelor party
radio.
For the radio world. Yeah. And he was so nice. He was super nice.
There was a lot of people trying to take pictures with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, go for it. And me typically would be like, no, I can't go over there. But I'm glad I did, because that's the only time I've been that close to Blake Shelton and got a picture with him. And
he was singing karaoke and all that stuff.
Yeah, it was a fun night.
Speaking of getting
close. It was my first time in Vegas.
And speaking of getting close to people, now I'm going to tell the story of the Travis Tritt.
You know what?
What?
People are just going to think I'm psycho after this. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, do you want to do the Dolly story first, or should we do Travis?
Okay, so let's do Dolly, because that's more positive.
Okay.
For my 35th birthday.
How old?
Crap. So I turned a year older, and back several months ago, when the tickets went on sale for Dolly Parton, you were like, hey, Dolly's playing for your birthday. I've never seen Dolly. I've always been a fan of Dolly, but I'm kind of like, it's my 35th birthday. All right. Yay.
You weren't excited about it?
Initially. I was kind of like, I grew up in Branson. I've seen people of her age perform, and typically it's a low caliber, low energy experience. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Don Williams, Johnny Lee. I've seen all these people perform in Branson.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, okay, that'll be fun. I love Red Rocks. And then they were sold out. And I was like, dang it. And they were like, well, I think I can get tickets. And you got tickets. And I was like, okay. Mindset. We're going to see Dolly Parton.
Well, and I'll jump in here with this. The reason I got tickets is because I used to work for Dolly years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I called in sort of a favor. I contacted her brother-in-law/backup singer piano player and got us VIP tickets.
Name drop.
Yeah, I don't care.
Every podcast.
I don't care.
So then a few days before the concert, you said, oh, we got meet and greets. And I lost my crap. Like, I was at work when you sent me that text and I squealed. People were like, what's wrong? It was after 5, so it wasn't like, it was okay. And I was like, well, I get to meet Dolly Parton. Oh, my God. That took it to a whole new level. Then the day of the thing comes, and I was ready like several hours, a couple hours before we had to go. And then I had to wait for you to get ready, and you were running behind because he gets distracted easily. And I was like, we're going to be late.
Squirrel.
You don't understand. Like, you're not a concert person. You've always kind of had the backdoor treatment. You never had to wait. And I was like, Red Rocks. It was a sold out show. And
we
the
had
meet
to be
and greets
there
are usually at 6 or 6:30.
And we needed to be there at that
early.
Time.
And we had to get our tickets at will call. You wanted to say something?
No, I was sort of agreeing with you with the I was used to being able to just.
Yeah, and you wouldn't listen to me.
I know these people. We'll be fine.
Right.
You know.
So then we get there and parking is a disaster.
Disaster.
Yeah, because you have to get there early to get the good parking.
Disaster.
And I
couldn't
tried
even park
to tell
where
you
we were told to park.
Yeah, tried to tell you this. We finally got a parking, or we got our tickets. And when we got our tickets from Will Call, we got the tickets. We're on 5th row. Holy cow. We got a meet and greet sticker. Holy cow. And then we got this guest sticker. And I was like, what does this mean? I've never seen this. I've done tons of meet and greets, but never a guest sticker.
You're
and I was
a guest
like,
of the.
And this was like 6:20.
Mm-hmm.
The meet and greet was supposed to be at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Will you call your dude, your friend?
Yeah, call Richard.
And he's like, don't worry, we're recording. It's being pushed back. And I'm just like, don't hold on to the idea that this is going to happen, Janet. It might not happen.
It's going to happen.
Might not happen.
It's going to happen.
But, you know, you don't want to set yourself up
to be sad. Oh, it's
going to
happen.
So when we finally park and we walk forever, and then we have to wait in line forever to even get into the venue.
Uh-huh.
And then we finally get in and it all works out and I'm waiting in line to meet Dolly. You guys are like BSing and I'm like, please don't hyperventilate. Please don't say anything stupid. Please don't step on her toe. Please don't say anything that's going to embarrass Steve. Don't, you know, I'm like trying to keep my cool. And then she like passes by. like 5 minutes before we actually
Dude,
meet
did
her.
Did you see it? Donna,
and I was like, that's Dolly Parton. And you're like, yeah. And so finally the meet and greet starts. We're like the second person in line.
Mm-hmm.
And she remembers you. Like we walk up and, oh yeah, hi Steve. And she smelled like heaven. Is what I think heaven smells like, is what Dolly Parton smelled like. And she said I had beautiful skin. And then we took a picture with her.
And that's really all you remember?
That's all I remember.
You went into like, mode.
Yes. And yeah. And then we sat through an amazing concert. She is nothing like the Branson performers
I've seen. Was that not one of the best concerts you've ever seen?
She has an amazing voice. She's an amazing storyteller. In between every single song, she had an intermission because her concert was so long.
Yeah, and she played the saxophone, the piano,
the banjo,
flute, the banjo, the guitar, dulcimer.
Yeah,
she was all kind of. So it was like that was more than even when I worked with her. She was playing more stuff. I think she was trying to show.
Hey.
Yeah. That's I think that because it's called Pure and Simple is the name of the tour.
Yeah, it's a strip down tour.
And she doesn't have a band. She's just got
a drum machine.
Yeah, she's got Kent Wells on guitar and a drum machine. Kent is on drum machine and Richard Dennison is on piano and backup vocals. And I wish I could remember the bass guitar. I can't remember his name.
He was really nice.
But he was very nice, but he wasn't. I didn't know him from previous.
That was an amazing experience. I was an open person that night. I was happy. Everything was good.
Everything is awesome.
So then we go to Travis Tritt.
All right. So to back up the little bit of the story, I had been out of town doing a show in Dallas, and I'd flown home for the Travis Tritt concert. You
came home early.
Came home early because I want to make sure I got the concert. So I'm going through the Denver airport. I go, I think that's Travis Tritt's wife.
Kiki.
So I walk over and I just go, are you Kiki? And she goes, yes. And I go, we're Facebook friends. I've known Travis because of radio. And she goes, oh. And we just started talking. And she was meeting friends there and was on her way to the concert. And she had less than 3 hours of sleep because she wanted to get the kids ready for school. She was very nice, very personal. And she goes, let's take a picture. So she's the one that goes, she's Instagrammed a picture of us. And so being as nice as she was, we were at the concert. Janet spotted Travis Tritt's wife, Kiki.
Like, hey, there's Kiki.
And I go, do you want to go meet her? She goes, no.
Okay, pause.
Yeah.
So I am not always an open person like I was at Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what makes, I don't know the balances in my, yeah.
Of chemicals. Why you're okay for one and not
but
for another?
But sometimes I'm a little bit more closed off than other times.
Uh-huh.
It just depends on the day or the time of day. And Travis Tritt, I was kind of like, huh. And I have not been in Kiki's shoes, but I have been your girlfriend
at a show
that you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And people will come up and it can be exhausting.
Because they want to talk to you. Does he like to do, what is it?
Yeah,
is he that funny at home all the time?
I just have to, yeah. And it's fine. But some days it is exhausting. Maybe after I've worked all day or, you know, stuff like that. So I didn't want to invade her circle. I didn't feel like I was someone that wanted to step out of my circle.
Comfort zone.
Yep. So continue on with your side.
So.
Three times.
And I go, come on, go. She goes, how many times do I have to tell you no? How many times do I have to tell you no?
I was pissed.
So I just grabbed her, pulled her by the arm, and took her over. And we walk over, and Kiki turns and runs.
She didn't have to run.
She didn't have to run. I know, but remember she like gave me the hug?
Yeah.
And I was like, and this is Janet.
The girlfriend,
and y'all like stood there and chatted, and you were like, she was so nice.
She was. And she we took a picture, and she made us do a flash. She's like, I'm dark-skinned. It's getting dark outside.
Yeah.
And Steve does not know how to operate a flash.
Apparently, I don't know
iPhone.
How to. Yeah.
Three times, and Kiki had to do it for you.
She finally grabbed my phone and goes, this is how you turn the flash
on. So Steve doesn't know how to do guns or operate an iPhone.
Shut up.
I'm being very over-exaggerative on my generalizations.
But anyway, you were like, She's so pretty and she's nice. I hate her.
I didn't say that.
I'm just kidding.
No. She's very pretty. They have a very beautiful family.
They have like a perfect family. Yeah, what pictures. Is that? What
is that? I
don't
know. You sent me a picture and I was like, oh. I was doing my makeup and I'm like, more makeup now, please.
hide those 35 lines.
Do I have lines?
No. See, sometimes I try to just stir stuff. If you got to have drama. See, every once in a while, you got to have drama.
That's what I was trying to do earlier with the fact that you didn't know what the hell you were doing with guns. Oh, and you're like, well.
Well.
You expect me to buy you lunch again. Okay.
It's kind of like today when we were listening to, Julian and Jenna.
Yes.
Jenna's podcast.
Yes.
And they were talking about, and I was agreeing as we were listening to the podcast, going, yes, how they hate reality TV that right. is just, you can tell the created drama.
Right.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Like, why can't you just film the show, let it happen? I think more and more people, when you try to overdo the drama, you're like, it's so fake. You know they wouldn't really act like that.
Right, and
you don't sob like that in real life.
Like they said, there's a fear of these mega shows like The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, you know, Survivor getting canceled. So they think they find the right combination of stuff, and they want to duplicate it. So the first time that someone probably actually like was a crier,
mm-hmm.
the ratings probably went woo.
So we need more crying.
Yeah,
we need more.
Yeah. But if you follow Evil Dick from Big Brother,
uh-huh.
He is a big proponent of the fact that Big Brother has gone downhill. Like 12 minutes ago, he tweeted, hashtag things more fun than BB18. And it's a cold sore close up.
Oh!
Yeah. And he said something a few hours ago about seasons something or something were better, and it was before the All-Stars. So I think All-Stars was your first one?
When I watched it with you?
Yeah, so he is saying that all the Big Brother episodes before that one...
Were better?
Were better.
Well, like now I'm watching Celebrity Big Brother UK, and it has Frankie Grande.
And Evil Dick was asked if he was watching Celebrity Big Brother, and he said he wouldn't want to watch Frankie for one other moment ever.
And that's one of the things that they're saying on the boards about Frankie is they don't like Frankie because he's basically seems to be a B-list Perez. Remember, mm-hmm. because Perez did it the year you watched it. And,
yes.
And Frankie is just one that wants to steal the show. You
right.
know, wants more camera time. And this is where I was going with this is because Celebrity Big Brother UK lets drama happen. Like... They put them in those rooms,
mm-hmm.
and there's more psychological stuff. Like,
right?
They sit around and talk more, and they sit around and they fight about things. Where American is games and challenges.
If you put these people into those situations, they would kill themselves.
Well, that's basically what's happening. They got in a fight the other night, and one of them threw a glass against the mirror right in front of the camera, and they're like. Bear, repeat to the report to the diary room, Bear. And he's like slamming doors. I mean,
mm-hmm.
if you put him in there and really film it, the real drama is better
right.
than going, I don't think he really wants me. I don't think he's going to choose me.
Right. You know? It's so ridiculous. And they played the Evil Dick and them were playing the race card. Like they were like, oh, we were hoping for maybe a black winner this year. Nope, never mind. It's all very Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And all, like, the older house guests got voted out first, was brought back in to try and, like, and it's just, you know, the older people can't compete to these 20-somethings.
For those physical challenges.
Right, and it's that's a lot of physical.
Again, back with the go to the UK one, there's more of the
mental
games. You know, answer this, or who said this in the mm-hmm. first week? You know, those kind of
right.
questions. There's not a whole lot of that. Now hold on to this rope while you swing around.
Right, and if you're a Big Brother fan, don't listen for a minute. But, like, I found out that there's Victor won. Head of household.
Uh-huh.
He put up a couple people, and they just had like a 7-hour long pause in the live feeds for the power of veto competition.
7 hours?
Yes. And Polly,
uh-huh.
who is the other muscular guy, won power of veto. So it's always seems to be a little bit drive by those muscular young people.
Yeah.
And that's sad to me.
And I hate to keep going back to the UK version. That's why it's fun with the psychological, because they put the older British celebs in with some of the new, like younger. And people start liking the older people because they're more entertaining and not,
The smart players of Big Brother, and a lot of them have won the US ones, like Ian, Jordan. They have aligned themselves with these beefy players.
Keep them because they're safe. Good. Yeah.
And then when it comes down to that final, down to the final two, and they have the three challenges, and the, and they have to vote or something, then it's a lot of psychological stuff.
Now, you haven't typically watched the Bachelor or Bachelorette. You haven't, but now you've kind of sort of.
I've watched The Bachelor. I've watched Juan Pablo's season, Chris Soule's season. I think that's his last name.
Was that the cowboy? Who was the cowboy? Okay, that was the cowboy.
And then Ben Higgins, who's the Denver guy. I watched the last three seasons of The Bachelor. I don't think I could ever watch The Bachelorette unless they pick a phenomenal lady that I like. Mm-hmm. Like, both times, both of the ladies were from the original, from The Bachelor that we watched.
Yeah.
Or I watched. And not any of those
I have only
people
watched
I liked.
The Pablo. Juan
Pablo. That was the best season to watch because that was just a crap show.
Yeah. I don't want to
have a mess.
I have a daughter that I want, and now let's go have sex on the beach.
Yeah.
But I don't want my daughter to see me kissing someone but now let's go have sex in the shower.
Like, yeah.
What are you saying? What are you doing?
And he wouldn't say I love you to the girl he finally chose. They broke up. She's engaged and getting married.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
And again, Jenna and Julian made a good point, and I agree with this on this too, was they could narrow it down a lot quicker by you know what you like and you know what you don't like pretty quick.
Right. Get rid of the group dates. I think Jenna said that. Get rid of the group dates. Do the one-on-ones. You're going to find out who you like pretty quickly, who you don't like.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it'd be a much faster season. But eliminate the BS.
But for me, it would be easier to go, well, I'm not really into redheads, so you're out. And
that's very superficial,
I know,
Steve.
I know that, but I'm saying that's what way people are. Why do you think people swipe up when we were talking today about Tinder? Somebody was talking about Tinder. That's what, you know, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. So wouldn't it
be
easier?
So the first episode could be like a Tinder, like, nope, yep, nope. You wouldn't even have to meet them.
Oh, God, she has a lift. Nope, you know.
Tinder doesn't...
No, I'm talking about watching the show.
I've never done Tinder. But no, like you could do like the first episode would only be the picture like on Tinder.
Oh.
I think I'm coming up with a great show idea right now.
Oh, I think you
don't
might be
steal
too.
This.
Like it'd be pictures and it would just slide across the screen.
And everyone you swiped right with.
And then that could become the show.
Right. Would be like the few people you swipe right with.
I'm liking this. Copyright. See, I could like this idea because
and
you could
go on dates.
With the ones that you've chosen.
Right.
Because you can show a whole group of people and you go, you have to pick 12 of
so
all
each
these
episode,
people.
Each hour episode could be like two or three one-on-one dates.
Mm-hmm.
And say you eliminate from the swiping 10 people.
Holy shit. I love this. I'm contacting my producer friend. I love this idea.
I think it would be fun.
Yeah. Tinder dating.
But yeah.
It's actually taking Tinder and turning it into a show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ho.
You probably aren't going to publish this, are you?
Huh?
You're not going to publish
this. I'm not
going
to publish this until I talk to my producer friend.
Okay.
No, I...
But no, I agree. Like, the faking, the crying, the BS. Like, she ended up choosing Jordan Rodgers, who is Aaron Rodgers' brother. Aaron Rodgers is a big player on the Green Bay Packers. Uh-huh. I had to be told all of this. But Aaron and Jordan, like...
Air Jordan?
Aaron Rodgers, the big football player, is like cut off from his family. They kept trying to dig in The Bachelorette to find out why. And
it wasn't coming out. Yeah, it just wasn't happening. It wasn't coming.
But like the thing is that maybe The Bachelorette picked him because of that notoriety.
Oh, it gets more publicity for everything.
But Ben Higgins, the Bachelor from the last season of The Bachelor, and his new wife or fiance, Lauren are going to have a new show called Happily Ever After on the channel that was ABC Family, Freeform.
So they're not even married yet.
No. Why would you get married that quickly?
I know, but so how are they happily ever after?
I bet it's going to like follow them in planning the wedding and their life together and oh, such.
And it better hold up if they're going to do happily ever after. I bet it will. You know who would have been happily ever after? Was, I can't remember the
Tristan
name.
Tristan Ryan.
The firefighter up here.
Tristan Ryan, baby. I got you.
Yeah. That would have been, to me, the only one, what you want to follow, one that's actually done well. I can't think There's of any other.
You don't know because you don't watch. There's been a few. There was a couple that didn't have sex until they got married. They met on The Bachelor. Didn't have sex until they got married. You don't understand that concept. And they got married and had a baby recently, and they're super happy. Because he was abstaining. He was the one that was like, no.
But she was like, come on, do me! Do me! Come on!
You gotta respect that pureness. I do, anyway.
So, was she doing that, though? Was
it? I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Oh.
I didn't watch it this season. I think it was the season or two before Juan Pablo. They just got married and had a baby within the last few years. Anyway.
But I got one more question about the Bachelor, Bachelorette for you before we leave this. And I hope we haven't lost a few listeners yet on this. But they keep picking the same people over and over and using them again at different shows. And mm-hmm. I didn't know that till you said, oh, I hated her already on the other.
Yeah, typically, like, of the men, Juan Pablo, Chris, and I think Ben were all from previous seasons of The Bachelorette.
Like, why?
They pick the favorites. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the criteria is, and they get to be the next Bachelor or Bachelorette. And that's kind of what Jenna and Julian were saying. Like, JoJo, who was the recent Bachelorette, made it to, like, the finals with The Bachelor. And it's kind of a slap in the face. Like, she was saying, I love you to Ben, I love you to Ben. And then all of a sudden turns around and Ben chose someone else and she's like, F you, I'm going to be the Bachelorette. Like,
I'll find
how
somebody
true
else.
Were her feelings?
So obviously they weren't.
Right.
They were just, pick me. I love you. Pick me.
Right. So now there's speculation
I should be your showmate.
Of the guys that were on The Bachelorette that will be the next Bachelor.
Mm.
But I don't think it's been announced.
Okay. All right.
See, I know too much. I don't even watch The Bachelorette and I know too much.
I don't. Now, one more thing, I want to get Janet's opinion on this. And if some of you guys, we've become YouTube watchers. That's one of the things.
Yeah.
A lot more than TV, actually, a lot of stuff. Like,
someone asked me the other day, Janet, what YouTube videos you watch? And I was like, overwhelmed. I'm like, you don't even understand. I was like, there's so many different kinds, so many different people.
YouTube is now officially a network in my mind.
Right.
If you're gonna,
and it's free.
And it's free.
For a minute.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to be free soon.
But all these challenges that people are doing, like the 100 coats of makeup or 100 eyelashes or 100...
Like I've seen 100 like jackets. I've seen a lot of 100 challenges.
That one, the one that you like, 11th Gorgeous.
Right. Grace Helbig did 100 names for vaginas.
That's what she did, 100.
Yes.
So all these... I like those kind of things because it's fun to watch everybody do it. Now, the new one we watched tonight was
Kids
the
Makeup.
Kids Makeup Challenge.
I don't know how new it is. There's a lot of people that have done it.
Oh, there is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we watched Graveyard Girl do it, and I don't think that she said it was kids' makeup, but I don't think...
She got it at Claire's.
I don't think of Claire's being kids.
It's not high-quality kids' makeup. It's not high-quality makeup, period.
Yeah.
I worked at the icing in Branson, Missouri for a year and a half, and that makeup was so bad. Like, she even said, like, it stinks, it stings, oh my gosh, it's horrible.
Yeah, but that to me, that is not kids' makeup. I've actually seen kids' makeup
right.
in Walgreens or
But in order to do a
Walmart.
Whole makeup, you're not going to be able to find kids' makeup that's going to be the eyeliner, that's going to be the mascara, because you're not going to give a kid eyeliner. You're not going to give a kid mascara, because they can't. There's no hand-eye coordination to do that.
Yeah.
So it's probably more of a teen, preteen
mm-hmm.
makeup challenge.
Okay.
But they say kids because
that's why
compared
I was
to you and I.
But that's why I was thinking, this is where I was going to go with this. I think I should find kids' makeup and let you do that challenge.
On you.
No, on you.
On you.
All right, if that's the way we have to do it. But I think, because I kept sitting there thinking, I've seen kids' makeup, and this isn't kids' makeup.
But you can't get a full face makeup with kids' makeup. So it's not a makeup challenge.
But I think we should try.
But you can't, because kids' makeup doesn't have foundation, doesn't have powder, doesn't have mascara, doesn't have eyeliner. You'll get eyeshadow, you'll get lip gloss, but that's about it. Maybe some blush, but that's about it.
Okay.
You don't believe me.
No, I do. But I've seen kids' makeup, and I just hadn't paid that much attention to it.
I think it's more of a preteen, teenager.
Right. Well, what's some of the stuff that you've seen on YouTube that you thought was a great thing? But it took off. Now we're all doing this. I thought the condom on the head thing was pretty good.
It's just messy.
And I wanted to do it, and you have not wanted to do it.
Well, it's messy.
You fill a condom with water, and you drop it on the person's head.
Yeah, it's messy. It's very messy.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I just don't have time to clean stuff up like that. I think the Bean Boozled was awesome.
That was fun. We did that one.
I think the Do Your Boyfriend's Makeup Challenge, which we incorporated with Jem and the holograms, was fun. And that was a Do Your Boyfriend's Makeup Challenge. One we haven't done, it's kind of older, is the Boyfriend Does the Girlfriend's Makeup Challenge. I don't know about that. I think those are fun.
Have you seen any new ones recently that has stuck out? Because the 100 is the one I've seen.
Yeah, it stuck out. I was thinking about that tonight, and I don't know that there's anything that I would want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you mean by I would want to do?
Like, there's nothing that I would want to do 100 things of. Challenge.
Well, if anybody has any ideas, it could be 100 of anything. Like, yeah, she just said,
I could do 100 sit-ups.
Like Grace Hilbig just said, 100 names for a vagina. And so, like, if you can think of 100 anything, 100, eat 100 slices of bacon, or...
God, I want to throw up. I love bacon, but that idea, and my ankles just swelled up thinking about that idea.
Oh, that could be a good one. Eat 100 slices of bacon.
Nope. I think we would both die of a heart attack.
Really?
No way. That's all that crap. I'm trying to eat healthier. We're going to Hawaii in a couple months.
Right. How much are you, what's your goal to drop?
30 pounds.
Okay.
20 pounds, ideally, but 30 pounds, but it's not happening.
You can do it. Come on. Anybody got a suggestion for a diet that
actually... Stop eating crap.
That is true. Stop eating.
That is the key to success. Don't eat crap.
And don't add stuff.
What do you mean?
Like... I told you before, when I lost a bunch of weight, 30 pounds
you
before,
ate chicken and salads
and a lot of water. And a lot of times now that you and I, and I'm doing it too, so this is, when I make my salad, I'll go, I don't think I'll put a little jalapeno bacon on it. I'm going to sprinkle a little bit of jalapeno bacon.
I like texture. I don't like salads.
I'm going to put a little bit of fried onion on it. Yeah. You know, and we just keep adding stuff to things, and you go, that kind of defeated the whole person. Because a lot of times salad is, if you eat it plain, but just a little bit, the salad doesn't have the calories it takes to chew.
Right.
So a lot of times just a plain salad burns stuff.
And in order to eat enough salad to be full, I have to eat like a whole bag of salad. And you make fun of me.
Why?
You do.
How much are you putting in that bowl?
The whole bag. Because that's how much it takes to satisfy my hunger.
Oh.
And then, yeah.
You could do the eat 100 bags of salad challenge.
Nope. Think I might poop my head out.
100 days of pooping challenge.
Wow. Yeah, that just went weird. But I'm trying.
You can do it.
I'm trying.
Go for it. Try it.
I'm working out again pretty intensely. And yeah. And I'm hoping you've got travels coming, so I think it'll be easier to work out multiple times a day.
I'm trying to lose. I want to lose 10 to 15 pounds.
Good.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
I'm down 4.
Mm-hmm.
But the way we ate today did not help. That delicious Zocca burger. I ate all my onion rings. That's not on a diet at all.
No.
That was just, this is delicious and I'm starving.
I know. Anyway, we'll get there.
Okay. Did you have some stuff that you said you had some things
Do we have more time?
Yeah.
I never know.
Yeah.
Yes. So. There's a man that has died and has created a lot of like Maury Povich-like drama. So in Atlantic City, New Jersey, there have been two versions of this man's obituary that have appeared together in a newspaper. One saying that he's survived by his wife and the other saying he's survived by his girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah. Both obituaries in the press of Atlantic City agree that Leroy Bill Black of Egg Harbor Township died Tuesday of lung cancer caused by fiberglass exposure.
Mm-hmm.
However, the obituary with the top billing says he survived by his loving wife and a son. The second announcement, right beneath the first one with the same photo of Black, says he survived by his son, a host of siblings, and his longtime girlfriend. A person who answered the phone at a Greenwich funeral home, which is handling arrangements, wouldn't comment on the two obituaries and would only say the funeral home works at the discretion of the wife.
So we don't know yet.
That's it. That is the end of the story. That is the end of the story. There is no rest of the story.
That's the end of the story.
Mm-hmm. But that's pretty, whoa.
What do you think?
I think men are whores. I don't know.
Wow. Men are whores. You heard it here first,
no,
ladies and gentlemen.
But that is, or it's the, it the wife discovered the girlfriend and this is her way of paying the girlfriend back. I don't know, or I don't know. Because the dead guy, it's not going to affect the dead guy.
No. Wasn't there a TV show like that? They both showed up at a funeral. And one was the wife and one was the girlfriend?
Probably a couple times. I don't know. I've seen the storyline before, but this is real life,
That's
y'all.
Real life. Life imitates art.
Yeah. Miranda and Blake. Anyway. So I feel like now would be a good time to talk about a movie that you recently saw because I found an article. Scott Eastwood is, it says that he is reason enough to see Suicide Squad. Yeah.
Yeah. Clint Eastwood's son. I recognized him. He has a very small role in the movie. He just plays a kind of a soldier. But yeah, I can talk about it on here. I went to see the press screening of Suicide Squad, and I was really looking forward to it.
You were pumped.
I was pumped because I loved Deadpool, and I had heard that they were trying to make Suicide Squad more like Deadpool. They were actually going to do some reshoots because Deadpool had done so well with its R-rated and its humor, and they were going to rework it, and I was excited. And if you've ever seen the trailer for Suicide Squad, it looks great. Jared Leto as the Joker and Harley Quinn, the girl that's in there, it's horrible.
It's a horrible
movie. It's horrible. It's disjointed. The Joker is barely in it. Basically, what it turns out to be is a setup for the next movie. It's an hour and a half, I think it might even be a little longer, of just, it's a prequel. I mean, it's just kind of like, and this is who this character is, and this is who this character is, and this is, do you ever watch one of those movies where they kind of just want to just tell you, you know, and,
right,
and he was the baddest guy in prison, and that's why they call him such and such. You know,
it's right? It doesn't develop; it just states.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's even. I took my son to see it, and he goes, "I liked it all the way until the end." And the end was really stupid. The end was really stupid.
And there's a
stupid.
Lot of people talking about it. Like even Graveyard Girl was like, "I'm so excited for Suicide Squad," and you just kind of want to be like, "No,
no, wait for it." But yeah. If you're really into that kind of stuff, you know, people that are into the Marvel comics and the DC comics. This is the DC comic. And where Marvel has all the you know, the superpowers and the, all that kind of stuff, they call these guys metahumans instead of like the X-Men or Avengers or whatever they get. These are the metahumans that have a power, like one can shoot fire out of their hands and one is a crocodile skin kind of thing. And
one of the comments that someone told us they saw was, why can't DC do movies like Marvel?
Yeah, why can't they? If you could rip off,
yeah,
just go ahead and do it. Like, why did that work? Let's do it like that.
Yeah, so.
Batman has a cameo in this too, though.
Is that the one where Ben Affleck played Batman?
Yeah, because that was everybody's complaint was Batman versus Superman. That was the one before this
where he drove the Jeep Renegade.
Yes. And You see Batman, but you don't see who is Batman. Until the very, 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 very end of the movie, and there's Ben Affleck. And so you're like, oh, so they've kept Ben Affleck as Batman to go into the next DC Batman.
DC did Superman versus Batman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
More information every day. Just keep learning.
Yeah. So have you seen anything lately, even on TV or any movie that you thought was...
I want to see Bad Moms. Even though I'm not a mom, it looks funny.
It does.
Bridget Jones having a baby is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to that one? Did you like the Bridget Jones movies?
The Bridget Jones movie.
Are you bothered by the fact that she doesn't actually look like herself much anymore?
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that.
Oh.
On the poster, she does.
Does she?
Yeah.
Because she had all that work done, and everybody's like, she doesn't even look like herself anymore.
Yeah, well, let's not judge people.
I'm not trying to, but yeah. I'm just saying, when you see the pictures, you're like, oh, yeah.
Mm.
It's kind of like that Meg Ryan thing. My sister and I were talking about this the other day because she asked me how Dolly looked. And I said, Dolly looked great.
Perfect.
She looks great.
Perfect.
My sister goes, I think Dolly, Jane Fonda, and there was one other person, goes, they have done their work right, getting plastic surgery right. They've done either a little bit at a time or they've got a super plastic surgery. Because there's some people like Meg Ryan that's like, you had it, you don't look the same.
Right.
And the same for the girl that was in Men in Black that was dated Jack Nicholson.
Laura Flynn Boyle.
Yeah. She looks absolutely nothing like her previous self.
Right.
So sometimes you're like, why do you do this? Or who talks you into it? Or don't you know how far you're going? Or
right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to look like myself anymore. I'm so tired of this.
Right? I don't know. I don't know what goes through their head. You know, I haven't gone through that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't even imagine. But you like look at the Kardashians. They've definitely had plastic surgery. They have evolved over the years. And yeah. I'm sorry to bring them up, but it's done well. Like in their face.
Yeah. Nose, you know? Nose jobs.
Yeah, their noses.
Lips have been done or whatever.
Like it's good stuff. So it's out there. And if Dolly Parton... Country music
can be 70 years old and still look amazing. not 70.
No.
So if you could have plastic surgery, if you had the money and you had everything, what would you go? This is what I would do.
I would probably get some of the fat around my face removed. I would probably get my boobs inflated a bit. I'd probably get some fat on the back and the love handles and the thighs removed.
That's stuff from your diet, though, isn't it?
Not always, no. Genetics plays a lot.
Oh, does it?
That has to do with it, yeah.
Like saddlebag things on people.
Yeah, like some people will get the jowls on your face.
Uh-huh.
Other people will not. I'm a pear. Like, if I gain weight, it's typically, like, from my waist to my knees.
Oh, no.
I'm a pear.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least you're not going like, I get my nose done, I get my lips pumped, I'd have my ears pulled back, I would...
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's right. I'm happy with how I look. I just, my weight is probably the thing that would...
It's weighing on you.
It's, yeah.
It's weighing on you. You see what I did there?
Boo. Yeah.
Well, we're right... I can't hardly talk right now.
Are you done?
We're
Did
late.
You drink too much?
I had too much water. I might have to pee and it's affecting my speech.
One more story. Okay. Good. So summertime is happening. It's been chilly around here, but I've actually been able to go to the pool a few times this year. Super excited. But I found this story out of Philadelphia. So the city of Philadelphia is having to crack down on dumpster pools. Because there have been residents devising the idea as a way to escape the summer heat.
Uh-huh.
One dumpster pool organizer told CBS Philadelphia that the adults-only block party was initially well-received by the community. It was lined with pool noodles and double tarped. It was a 21 and older thing, so we didn't have to worry about any kids wandering in, he said. The public loves it. I've seen so much good feedback and support. The organizers successfully obtained a permit to acquire the dumpster, but the Department of Licenses and Inspections later learned that an illegally opened fire hydrant was used to fill the pool.
Okay.
So a department official warned that the use of the hydrant could leave less water for emergencies such as fires. But, you know, without those details, when you first hear dumpster pool...
It's like they're just filling a dumpster with water and getting in it.
Yeah, and, you know, imagine people not knowing that they went through the right channels and did everything right outside of the hydrant situation. Uh-huh. And they tried to create their own. They just pulled trash out.
Just pulled the trash out, put a water hose into it, filled it up, and let the kids play in a dumpster.
Gross.
That's what I thought when you were heading the story.
When I initially saw that story, I was like, ew, but then it turns good, and then you're like, oh, okay, they double lined it. And they still broke the law, but
Well, they kind of want to try it now. That might be the new YouTube challenge.
Nope.
Let's find a dumpster.
Nope.
Come on.
We got a big trash can in the garage. We can empty out, double line with tarp, and I'll put you in it.
We could just take
with water. Sorry.
We could just do trash cans. Yeah. We're going to do dumpsters. We'll just like in...
Trash can pools.
They're like...
saunas.
Yeah. Individually wrapped kind of thing. You just one person per trash can. We'll just line them up and let everybody sit in a trash can. We could have a trash can party at the house.
There we go. No.
Come on.
I'm calling the Parker police myself and warning them of this idea. Please keep an eye on this house. If you see a trash can party assembling, arrest the guy with the long hair.
Please shut it down. Well, guys, thanks for joining us for another...
Thank you. I hope we didn't bore you to death.
No.
Like, there was a lot of topics discussed.
A lot, yeah. Well, this was a fun one. We got a lot of stuff out there. Your hatred toward me and my lack of knowledge.
Huh? I could never hate you, baby.
I know.
I love you. I was digging at you, but I know you know your stuff.
You were just creating drama for the podcast.
Because drama is good.
Well, let people know how to find us.
You can find us on Facebook at the Wrinkled Cheats Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Wrinkled Cheats the number one. Email us at wrinkledcheats1@gmail.com. And find us on YouTube at Wrinkled Cheats. Butterfly just let out this massive yawn. It was adorable.
And she farted at the same time. I won't kid you. She really did. I felt it against my arm. Did I just say that on the podcast?
I'm picking up good vibrations.
We got to go. Thanks. Okay, if you enjoyed the show, share it. If you didn't enjoy the show, share it. And just share it. And comment about anything you've heard. Leave us a comment about something you might want us to talk about or look into. If you've seen or heard any stories.
Yes, if you're watching our YouTube channel, thank you so much. If you haven't, find us on YouTube, Wrinkled Cheats. We're getting a lot of momentum there. People are liking our vlogs.
I know. Other creators are now looking at it and giving us hints.
Some tips. Yeah. And we are preschoolers in the YouTube community.
But we're
community.
Loving it.
We are open to learning. We're having fun.
Okay.
We're not there to try and become famous. We're just having fun.
Having fun. All right, say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night and goodbye. Sorry, sayonara. Au revoir.
Peace out, yo.
Aloha.